Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, man, this hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. When is it time to put your Christmas lights? They're up already in parts of Berlin, I can tell you that.
Do it now.
Yeah, get it going, man. Let's Why not? Get some cheer in here. Man, by the way, it was warmer in Berlin than when we landed in Atlanta. How crazy is that?
I'll tell you what.
Cold patch came through.
I went for a run this morning.
Of course you did.
Perfect temperatures for a run. I mean, just pristine. It was like, I don't know, 30, 34.
Perfect temperatures for runners and dogs. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ike and Ellie were like spring-loaded today when I took the dogs for a walk today. They get out there and they're just doing their thing. So much fun being in Berlin. Gave you some of the sights and sounds. Thanks, by the way, to the guys at Fox, Miles, Garrett, and all the crew over there. We were with a bunch of our buddies. And if you're new to the show, we used to do this really cool event called Three-Piece Suit Football. And they would always have a big event, Super Bowl Saturday. And it was a great event right over by the skate park off of the Beltline. And Cam Miller is one of the guys who did it. He's now with Johns Hopkins up in Baltimore, but we're still friends. So we had a whole crew of Atlanta people and Cam. And we were walking around with my wife, Becky, and did Checkpoint Charlie. And it's funny because you're on the phone, like, where are you? Like, I'm right in front of Checkpoint Charlie. You arguably can't have a better landmark. It's like, I'm right in front of the picture of the American soldier. Oh, okay, there you are. I'm right over here having a beer. But we hooked up and we walked over to the Brandenburg Gate. And we're hanging out over there. And sure enough, there's the Fox crew. And I was like, hey, you want to go on? I'm like, sure, jump on. Did like 2 minutes on TV back to Atlanta on Saturday morning.
Yeah, you were all over the place. I saw a bunch of your posts. I saw a couple people like just randomly be like, I just ran into Mike Bell in Germany. So
yeah,
you were making the rounds. I know you have, man. It looked from your pictures when you with your lovely bride the whole week. It wasn't just Berlin. You guys made a couple different stops, and I was super jealous. Europe is one of those places where it's just, it's so difficult at times to get to, and there's so much
to see.
To see in the various city. And I don't know how to do it right unless you're like a summer, like a whole summer there.
I was blessed and cursed at the time. We all got hired for this great radio opportunity in Los Angeles, and we all got fired because the company got sold. Got a nice severance package. And Carl has heard the story a million times, and Carl spent time with his dad, whose dad was a career army officer in Germany as well as a child. But I spent, spent about 9 months in Greece.
Yeah.
And that was just a great opportunity to see all of Europe and you know, the Euro Rail Pass and get
there.
But Prague, for those who've never been, ran into a father and son, Jim and his son, who both go to Georgia Tech. And it was funny because he hit me up on Twitter. He goes, hey, we're in Prague. And he's like, let's hook up. And I go, well, you're not a weirdo, are you? You know, I mean, being a wise ass, but
yeah, dude, sliding into your DMs,
right,
Mike Bell.
But we ended up having a great time and good dudes, and we had a couple of like warm ciders by the heater overlooking the river in Prague. It was just freaking perfect.
How much now with today's dates? Obviously, the 11th Veterans Day, and we appreciate everyone's service. You were there just all in that general area right after Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I mean,
it's, was there still the stench of Oktoberfest? And I don't mean physical stench.
I've been to Oktoberfest in Munich, and that's the one you want to do. Yeah. That's the big one. But they have now again, it's kind of a tourist trap, but there's, Lord knows there were 1,000 Germans, so 1,000 Germans can't be wrong. But we were in the Hofbräuhaus, which is a traditional, enormous size, Hofbräu. Where you've got everybody with the literally
big picnic table things?
Right out of central casting, the big German woman holding like the giant tray with 15 huge 25-ounce beers, and the pig knuckles, which is just unbelievable, and giant pretzels, and all the different brats and wurst, the curry wurst my wife loved. It was so funny because my stomach was upside down for much of the week. I was trying to ride through it.
I was just going to get into that.
I got a stomach flu, and I'll tell you more about it later. We're going to talk some Falcons here. By the way, 404-726-0929. This will also make you have something wrong with your stomach. What do you feel about Michael Penix, guys? Where are you on Michael Penix? How much do you like me? I'm putting it 50-50. I'm putting 50. Now, or if you want to do a pie chart, the offensive line is jacked up, but there's no pivot from the OC. But we'll talk about it. How many of you guys are with me? It's a combination of Zach and Michael Penix. Michael Penix, I don't think, trusts Zach Robinson right now, and I don't freaking blame him. And Michael Penix Jr. has also made some horrible decisions. His footwork looks awful. He looks nothing like the quarterback that Terry Fontenot told me was the slam dunk, and there was no way they were going to pass on him. So we'll get into that right now. 404-726-0929. Where do you fall on this? Because talking to Falcon fans on the plane coming back, a lot of folks, there's a lot of folks who are still giving Penix the benefit of the doubt. Some guys are saying, look, man, he's got to play better. A lot of folks agreeing with me that the coaching staff is not helping him. You got to pivot. That's why I said something like a high percentage rollout where you can get the ball, and maybe we get lucky and Pitts breaks a tackle. Next thing you know, you get a small play turns into an explosive play.
I didn't know we were allowed to have yards after the catch.
Right? No, but you touched on a great subject. We got rid of, and I don't know what it was with Ray. He had 670 yards right now. Ain't too shabby behind whatever Drake London's putting up. You got Drake London having a Pro Bowl caliber year. Darnell Mooney was never healthy from the first day of camp.
Yeah.
There was contact, and he screwed up his shoulder. Then it was a hamstring. Darnell Mooney has been, let's be honest, guys, a zero in high tops. So as Aches, as Jake, I'm butchering your name, as Abe said, you can't expect the defense to not go, well, he's got no one to throw with. Let's come after him.
I think the last time I hosted with you, I don't even remember which game it was, but I was like, seven guys defend Bijan, two guys defend Drake, and make someone else beat you. And that may have even been the Miami game. I don't know.
Right.
It's been bad. Either way, I do want to say one thing about Penix before I actually want to turn this around and ask you a question because you brought it up. The one thing I need Penix to do is be better at what he can control. The accuracy,
yes.
The footwork, using his legs. Forget Zach Robinson, okay? Forget Zach Robinson for a moment. Outside of that, Penix has to be better where he can be better. I think it starts there, and I think that's what's frustrating and disappointing. I think we'd all feel, not great, but we'd feel a little bit better about this if it was a situation where Penix was doing some of the things we need him to do pretty well, but the offense was just a mess outside of that. It's a mess outside of that, and he's not being particularly good. That's a problem. You said he doesn't trust Zach Robinson. Outside of Drake London, Bijan Robinson, who does he trust? Because it's probably not Drake. The offensive line. There's no other receivers. I don't know if Kyle Pitts is in that discussion right now. I don't think he trusts anyone involved in this offense. Except for number 5 and number 7.
There's a lot of things that are wrong right now with the offense. So how do you, pivot to it? That's what I said. How do you get to the things that can work and help your quarterback? But you just touched on it, and I agree with you. He's made some terrible throws. Guys, if you don't see Michael Penix has made some terrible throws the last couple of weeks, I don't know what you're watching. So if we can have a conversation, because I know sometimes we get into the quarterback. That's my quarterback, and sometimes agendas come into play. He's a guy who, how about the Mooney throw? He's late seeing Mooney open in the flat, then throws flat-footed and sails it. Okay? That's a terrible throw. There's one, I know we saw Mooney with the drops and we saw the obligatory Kyle Pitts drop, but he's missing guys. He's throwing the ball into the ground. I don't understand the play design where he's, again, this play action where he rolls out of a, and then you've just wasted a second doing nothing.
For a line that can't hold you for an extra second.
But that goes back to Zach. Goes back to Zach. Because it's just, that's why it's just shotgun, boom, ball's out, slant, shot, roll out, quick hit. Ball's got, the time you're asking him, this line to hold, to Abe's point, is non-existent. Let's see what the guys have to say about our issues on third down. We're one of the worst now. We were, I think, 23rd going into the game, and now our third down efficiency has just got
over,
awful.
Over eight later, didn't get good?
The worst. Hey, man, DB, you're on Dukes and Bell. What you got, man, in the A?
Hey, man, how y'all doing today, man?
Good, boss.
Yeah, I'm sorry, though, man. Like, Penix got to control what he can control. Like, as far as we know right now, we all know the coaching staff is not getting it done. But at the end of the day, if you're an NFL quarterback, if I'm in Penix camp, this offseason, hey, bro, you got to go train with somebody. You got to get with somebody to help better you and to control your situation. Like, his footwork, all the problems we talking about with Penix, he came into the league with. Like, we knew he had accuracy problems. He had bad footwork at Washington. Like, we knew these problems. You know what I'm saying? But he still hasn't grown and took care of his business. Mm. And I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks. Like, he needs training in the interview. Like, when he after the press game, like, he looked like this can't be the leader of our team, bro. Like, you can't be on the sideline a deer in headlights after you don't convert on third down. All we see is you on the side. Head is not in the iPad looking at the plays. Nobody's talking to you. You like a deer in headlights. Like,
hey, man,
you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it. I will say this. They got his back. The teammates have. But I understand there is a role as a when you have a leadership role, there is, you know, call it a countenance, the way you handle your, there is a swagger you got to maintain. That's one thing about Baker Mayfield. You know, whether he throws four picks or four touchdowns, he's going to have that edge and swagger. And you've got to have that confidence. But that's where we're in now. We're at a crossroads where the guy's got a crisis of confidence.
Yeah, I think it was
caller's point.
I think it was a quote, and remember to the Titans, attitude reflects leadership. And I think partially that's what people are looking at is they don't necessarily love how he looks, the attitude in the postgame, and I understand that. I agree with DB, though. If everything's going to be a mess, and it has been, and here's the other thing. It's not a one or zero here. This is not a binary code situation. It's not all Zach Robinson or all Mike Penix. There are Venn diagrams that overlap with one of the circles is linemen, one of the circles is receivers, one of the circles is play calling and Zach Robinson, one of the circles is Penix. And you have got to be able to figure out what you can control and work as best as you can with Zach Robinson, and that hasn't happened.
But there's Yates. You got a former quarterback who played at the NFL level. They've got to fix the footwork.
Yeah.
I mean, the footwork just looks – I mean, we said it the other day, last week, and it continues to be a problem. He looks like he's uncomfortable. You put him in a position where at least he's looking down the field. I don't – You know me, man. I know that he's comfortable in the shotgun. They're not going to change the pistol. It's like it's way too much now to ask him to be under center. That ship has freaking sailed. But let's have the ball come out quickly. Quick hits.
Problem.
The ball. You cannot have. And also, it looks like when you watch him, when he sees something initially, he doesn't go to it. He doesn't have the confidence initially to go to what's open or what he thinks. Maybe, is it open? Is it not open?
I do think that happens for sure. The is it open? Is there a window? Am I supposed to be leading this guy? Here's my problem with like, take your steps and the ball comes out. Who's getting open that quick on this team?
It should be Pitts and Drake. It should be Pitts Pitts should be able to use his athleticism to stop. There's so many ways you should be able to do things that would work. I mean, if anything else, you got to find more imaginative plays in the passing game. And I didn't think they did that with Bijan. See, that's the thing. Bijan, when Mooney's having a day like that and Algier is running, then all of a sudden, okay, guess what? Wide receiver two becomes Bijan and Algier becomes running back one. But again, that requires imagination and the ability for the offensive coordinator to get his head out of his tuchus and pivot.
You know what absolutely kills me? And this is not just a Zach Robinson thing, although certainly him as well. You watch games, Mike, college on Saturdays, pros on Sunday, Thursday, Monday, whenever. We watch these games and we see guys get schemed open.
Correct.
When was the last time we have and I don't mean a guy falls and a guy's run. We don't scheme anyone.
Well, how about did you see the throw that Gunnar Stockton made across the middle? Was that Delp it went to? It's an unbelievable throw. I mean, I want to say it was Delp. But I mean, just basically trusting him to drop, have the quarterback have the confidence, hit the ball. There's no fluidity to the offense as far as the moving. You feel like other than Drake, the moving target.
Yeah.
You know, look, Michael Penix Jr. had good footwork, planted his feet, makes a perfect throw to Kyle Pitts, and he frigging drops it. And it could have gone for an opening touchdown. Now, there's a lot of blame to go around. I don't want to be all about Penix because his receiver core and the tight end is part of it has been brutal. Tim's in the A. Tim, we're talking about our just passing game looks dreadful, especially third down. Tim in the A. Hey, man, you're on 92.9. What you got?
Guys, I've been hearing that Michael Penix has some issues with his footwork and his mechanics. Oh, my God, this isn't junior high or high school or college ball. I played a lot of ball. I mean, this is ridiculous. If he's a pitcher on the baseball team and you had one guy pitch every game and he was flawed, you'd send him down to the minor leagues. What on earth is Michael or the Terry Fontenot doing, picking a guy that has flaws and putting him out there in the National Football League and not in high school?
Too late. First off, he was a tremendously accurate thrower in Washington against, albeit Pac-12 offenses. This was a lot
of wide open receivers.
A lot of wide open receivers, but this was a guy. We can't be revisionists. We were looking back. He was dropping dimes. This guy was just, but then when you saw him against pressure in that national championship game against Michigan, this is what Michael Penix Jr. looks like the last couple of weeks. He doesn't look like the Michael Penix Jr. that beat Oregon. He looks like the guy that got beat badly by Michigan. Got time for one more? Is it Aaron? Hey, Aaron? We'll squeeze him in. Where is he at? Stone Mountain? Hey, man, you're in Dukes and Bell. What you got?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good.
I'm glad you had a good time in Germany, Bell. Yeah, it's tough right now. I really was on the train of getting Zach Robinson out of town, but when you have a quarterback that is 31st in QBR, I mean, last two games, we've been 1-18 on third down. During this four-game slide, we're 8-40 on third down. It's just – it's hard to really put the finger on who's really to blame. We have a top three running back. We have a top 10 wide receiver. And we have a top five decoy at tight end. We just have a lot that we got to figure out right now. But with this defense, with these last two games, I mean, we were right there. We were right there. We could have won the game. So the game plan is there. We just have to execute. Stop with these, intentional groundings, at the end of the game. I mean, we're on our third kicker. So, the season is done, but we're just going to have to finish strong as we can. But I will say, if we lose and look and embarrass ourselves to the Panthers this Sunday, yeah, I can't defend Zach Robinson. I can't even defend Raheem. It is what it is.
Hey, man, thanks for the call, brother. Abe is of the opinion we can win our next three games. I still don't think that's good enough to make the NFC playoffs. We'll get into all that, guys. A reminder.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Friday, join the morning shift at Publix in the Branch, Flowery Branch, a special broadcast. Pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. Come say hello to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift, 6 to 9 Publix, the Flowery Branch store on 92.9 The Game. We'll come back, a little bit of 4th and 1, and we will talk, what's that day? Adam Schefter, special guest today. He's got something he's involved with. We'll get Adam Schefter's take on all the firings in the NFL, and is anybody next here in Atlanta?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.